Good day, my friends, and welcome to episode 9 of Moro's Podcast. I'm your host, Moro Truth. Last time we talked about some editing topics as well as some tech topics, but today we have some different sort of topics we'll be talking about today. But before we get into that, we're going to introduce our guests. The first guest we have today is Catmillion.
Hey there.
And we also have, hey, it's Matt.
Sup, like and subscribe.
Oh, you're trying to plug on my podcast now?
What? Bro, always plug. Rule number one on YouTube, always plug. It's just...
Okay, all right then. So before we get into the first topic, let's go ahead and see what these folks do on their YouTube channels. So let's go start first with Catmillion.
I do about everything, or I plan on doing about everything. I've not been too active for the past 4 months that I've had my channel, but I plan on, I'm working on something right now. It's a review for an album at the moment. I've gone through a lot. When my channel first started, it was riding the bandwagon of, darn it, what are those called? Anyways, it was like Leafy, but it was worse and awful.
YouTube commentaries?
Yes, those. And then the, second thing I did was a little Let's Play thing, and that didn't catch on because no one knows that game. And then last thing I did, it was sort of like a comedy thing, writing off of the little fidget spinners meme.
Yeah, I saw that one. I didn't get the point in that one.
Yeah, that one, I'm honestly proud of that one. That was a good one, but not too many people like that one.
Alright, now let's go with, hey, it's Matt.
Alright, I'm up. Cool. Alright, so I do a mixture of vlogs, challenge videos, story times occasionally, but basically, like, you're all around general YouTube vlogger, so to say. Like, I would do Q&As, like, the stuff you typically find in your recommended tab of, like, every other YouTuber.
Oh, okay, alright, so you're just more into vlogging, in a way.
Yeah, more into, like, vlogging and stuff. Like, I'm not really focused on Let's Plays or gaming or anything. I did that in the past. Not really good feedback. Did this thing now, and it's, like, starting to pick up audience. So, stick with that.
Alright, cool. As long as you guys like what you're doing, that's what matters. Alright, so we're gonna go ahead and go into the first topic, which is Let's Players and vloggers. You guys want to start with that, or you guys want me to say something first?
Vloggers are the superior race in every single which way possible. End of story.
Who vloggers?
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Honestly, sorry, you go.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Like, in recent years, like, I feel like it's just more popular to do vlogs than as gameplay videos. Like, I have nothing wrong with those. It's just, like, you know, with, like, I consider it in generations of YouTube, like, and this is the vlogging generation. Like, last generation, you did, like, the gaming thing, like, the big old gaming boom with, like, gaming channels and Minecraft stuff just popping up left and right. And then before then, you had, like, say, Smosh and stuff, and, like, all the comedic channels, like, the godfathers of YouTube. You'd call it, I guess. Is that a good term, I guess?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that appropriate term. Like, the founders of YouTube. And so, like, right now, we're kind of in the age of vlogging to where, like, if you're not a vlogger, like, you're just kind of there. I mean, no offense to y'all, too, because y'all do the other stuff. Like, they're just, like, blowing up right now.
So you would say that vloggers, in a way, are blowing up right now?
Yeah. Like, they're all over YouTube. Like, just... You open YouTube, recommended tab is just like at least one to two vlogging channels.
Okay, I kind of see what you're saying because I remember at first there'll be, like in the past, there were a lot of Let's Players. And then once like streaming came along, some of the Let's Players on YouTube, they go to Twitch or they stream on games on YouTube. In a way, sort of, they're blowing up as well, but I'm not sure if they're blowing up at the same rate as vloggers are.
Yeah, see, the thing with vloggers is One thing that's similar about them is, like, vloggers and gaming channels kind of have to have the same thing to get popular, which is a decent personality. Like, you can't just record your daily life and not have some form of a relatable or decent personality for people to kind of latch on to and watch. Kind of like gaming channels as well. You can't just kind of record gameplay and get popular.
See, that's why with, like, vloggers and stuff, with the camera, they're, like, very similar, because, like, they're loud, they're, like, outgoing, they're, like, all up here, it's like, yo, what's up, guys, it's insert vlogger name here, and I'm back, and, like, like that. Like, they're all, like, really similar to that, like, that that grabs your attention of, like, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, like, that's why you see Jake Paul, for example, they just...
Wait, are you eating something right now, Kat?
Oh, yeah, it's a butterscotch.
You gotta eat during a podcast? That's not very nice.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't blame him. Butterscotch is great. I don't blame him.
I'm just kidding. Alright, so you were saying that?
Yeah, but like, there's just... I forgot, I got sidetracked because of the butterscotch thing.
The butterscotch, man. Curses. No, you were saying something about... I remember
how
that's the
loud
type, yeah, about loud and stuff. And then both of them need some sort of personality, yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, and they're just, like, loud, they're all up in your face, and, like, have, like, keep your attention. That's why you have, like, these, like, 12, 13-year-olds, or, like, whatever. They're just, like, they're loud, or whatever. Like, that's their main audience. If you, like, look at their vlogs, like, think about, like, younger kids, like, that's their main audience.
Yeah. Kind of.
So it's, like, they're younger, they have a shorter attention span, they have to, like, keep on their feet, like, hey, look at me, I'm loud, I'm like, like and subscribe.
Yeah, that's a, and it's the same with gaming channels as well, like, how do you think PewDiePie got so popular, really?
I honestly don't know.
He's basically turned into, like, sort of the comedy channels nowadays, but back then, he was sort of that personality. He was loud, for lack of a better term, obnoxious. The 12-year-olds loved him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it just varies on, like, your personality in general and as well as who your target audience is.
And the thing with vlogging videos and gaming videos, I find, is they take about the equal amount of effort to make. I think vlogging videos probably take more effort to make, really, from experience. Like, most gaming channels, you don't even really have to edit that much unless you're doing some form of a montage or compilation of good moments. You don't really have to edit too much. Well, vlogging channels, you kind of have to put that... For most, I see the music in the background is like the normal Kickstarter music with the happy guitar and the nice piano.
Oh, gosh, I hate that. Oh, that's like one of my, like, pet peeves with, like hashtag relatable. Like, remember that was the thing? Like
the novel, the royalty-free music. And it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Hey, but at least you won't get copyright strikes. I mean, that's the good thing about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember back in the day, people would use, like, dubstep intros and stuff like that. That I thought that was, like pretty annoying.
Like, colorful ones, and, like, has, like, your name, and just, like, they're, like, all over
the place. Those were, like, too flashy. Like,
most of the 12-year-old Minecraft YouTubers used them. They're, like, the 3D-rendered ones when the title would break apart and reappear, and lasers were everywhere. And
for something like that.
It was a bunch of crap dubstep.
I think some Roblox YouTubers do that too, I think.
I don't watch Roblox, so I wouldn't know.
I know, I've seen a few. I mean, kind of the same thing, the same similar format. But let's go next, not get too off topic with that. We're still talking about less players and vloggers. So yeah, I agree. It takes about the same, like around the same amount of time it would take to edit. Like for gaming, I mean, if you record just a little bit of gaming, not like 30 minutes or so of raw gaming, I guess, but I don't know. Some people managed to cut that down to less than 10 minutes, which is cool. With vlogging, it just depends on like your moments that you have when you're vlogging and the stuff you're saying.
Okay, here's the thing. I've had experience with both.
Yeah, me too.
And so with gaming, you have like just like, all you have to really do is, like, cut it down. It's the same game, because, like, a lot of in-between stuff is just, like, dead silent and, like, just having, like, grind, like, just, like, continuing on with the game or whatever, and, like, just blank spots. Like, farming or whatever is a good term, I guess.
Yeah, you're just cutting down, like, when nothing interesting's happening or there's, like, no talking, you just cut that down. Yeah, I agree. I've done both, and that's how it is for me, too.
And with vloggers, you have, like, it's your whole day, and so, like, you have from, like, say, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's just 12 hours of just footage. And so you have to, like, cut it down, and then you have to, like, add funny parts to it to make it, like, stay entertaining. So it's, like, instead of just having to, like, hold up the camera, it's like, all right, guys, we made it to the blank area. We're going to do blank thing here, and, yeah, we're going to see what happens. And it's, like, 5 minutes later, all right, guys, we just finished up this thing so it doesn't get repetitive. And, like, so it's not the same thing, like gaming.
That's one thing about vlogging channels. I find them to be a lot harder than gaming channels because you also have to keep it interesting.
And I mean, with gaming, you got to keep yourself, like, interesting. You got to keep yourself engaging as well, like, with gaming and with vlogging. Yeah.
But with vlogging, you have to keep your day entertaining while keeping yourself entertaining at the same time, which is kind of hard to do, especially if you're like, okay, guys, today we're going to the dry cleaner, then we're paying my taxes, and we're gonna go give my dog a bath.
Also, I've noticed, like, with gamers, like, you don't have to worry about clickbait as much. Like, with vloggers, like, that's really all you see. Like, my friend got into a fight with a stranger. Or, like, oh my gosh, there's a demon in my house. Don't try this challenge at 3 a.m. Like, that's, like, it's not, no. It's just not how that works.
Yeah, I think that the vlogging scene kind of has a bad name from the Jake Pauls and the Viner invasion going on.
It does, and that's sad. That makes me hurt a little.
See, it's not my genre of choice, but I definitely don't think it's that bad. It just has a bad name nowadays, because most of the popular Viners are just awful.
Alright, but before we get to that, let's actually have a transition there. So, let's go ahead and do the second topic, which is Viner invasion on YouTube. So, you wanted to start that out, Kat?
Yeah, so we got these, Viners going on here. I should probably actually Google more, because okay. I only really know, like, the right, Jake
I think
Pauls.
I got this. Alright, so a couple years back, there's this little background here. There's a little app called Vine that Twitter launched, and, like, it's 6 seconds of just a random video, and, like, all these, like, people got really big on it. And then, so what happened with that is, like, eventually Vine did eventually die out, and so, like, all the creators like, well, dang, we're out of a job now. What do we do? It's like, hey, YouTube's open. Like, it's just a bunch of just, I don't know, empty space. Let's go. And so you have all of these Viners and stuff coming over to YouTube, and that's where Jake Paul, like, say, Logan Paul, and all, like, the big name celebrity, like, comedians or whatever, like, in quotations, you could call it, are coming over, and they're just blowing up. Because, like, they came from Vine, they already had their audience, and they brought it over to the platform, and it just somehow just spiraled out of control to where they're just everywhere.
It kind of reminds me of the, what was that app called? Lyrically or something like
Musical.ly?
That? Musical.ly? Yeah, that invasion. The invasion of those little Kids Bop kids coming.
Kids Bop.
No. And,
I'm going off topic here.
That one was, that, it's kind of similar to that, really. Except, honestly, I think these guys are more tolerable. Even if they're making equally bad music.
Yeah.
I still don't see how that Everyday Bro got so many views. Jeez.
What is it? It's like 60 million right now?
Yeah, I think most of the views honestly just came from people making fun of it and making it more popular by making fun of the song.
Hey, how did some of the Viners get popular? Was it around the same time that Vine started out? Or what?
No, it was about more recent. When Vine ended. It's been about a month, and every single one of them I've seen did a vlogging channel and or did crap pop slash rap music.
I'd say like the last like 6 months, I guess. Like when it like started like becoming like a like, oh hey, these guys are taking over. Like, should we like do something or just let it happen?
Which kind of brings us to the thing about getting popular on YouTube. See, Logan Paul and Jake Paul not only got popular from that one song that he made, but they then started this fake drama sort of thing where Logan Paul was like, oh, I'm going to make a diss track for Jake Paul because he dissed me in his track, and I'm going to split this diss track into 6 parts. Oh man, the second part is too harsh. I don't know if I'm going to upload it or not. And then his ex-girlfriend's going to get involved, and then because he dissed her too, and it's going to be all juicy drama that makes all of us more popular.
For those who don't have like an interest in the Paul Brothers thing, you can just check the description for timestamps. Just as a thing, if you're not like interested in this, because don't you like timestamps in the description?
Yeah, I put timestamps for every single topic that we talk about.
Okay, cool. So like, because I do know some people aren't caught to date or whatever. Or just,
I mean, you can give a little brief thing about the Paul Brothers if you want before you continue with going back on topic.
All right, so here's the thing. Like, this kind of goes with the Viner invasion thing. Like, those were like one of the really bigger Viners that happened. Like, that came over to YouTube, and so like all of a sudden, like him and his brother Jake, like just blew up. Like right now, like Jake Paul's about to hit 9 million in about, gosh, almost a year. His brother's about to hit almost 8.5 million at like roughly the same time, because they've just like blown up and like all this big publicity stuff. It's like, because they're at the front of YouTube now, like they're just like on like all of this mainstream media. For Pete's sake, Jake was on the news for being like too disruptive, like the other day.
Oh jeez. Oh, do you remember when Logan Paul lied about being colorblind as well?
I thought he actually was.
Nah, that was kind of debunked since he made a video talking about like how he had these different colored. He had these made a video about these lights that he had that changed color, and he listed off basically every color on the rainbow correctly.
Oh, never mind then.
All right, so back to the actual topic. So, did you guys say that some of the Viners had to use some sort of drama to actually get involved in the YouTube invasion?
Yeah, I mean, like, all really people care about, like, right now, like, instead of, like, quality is, like, quantity. Like, people don't, like, it's like, all right, you gotta do, like, daily vloggers. Like, they come out every single day. That's why you see them buying Lamborghinis and just big old houses just spontaneously. It's like, you know what, I'm gonna just buy this expensive car because I make money. And, like, they'll have this big drama thing. It's like, ooh, snap, they're getting in a fight, whatever. That's going to get me more views. And then it's just a circle, just a big old circle.
Yeah, like I was talking about earlier. This is the thing that gets me so mad, because basically in the Everyday Bro song that Jake Paul made, he was like, oh man, I just dissed my brother Logan Paul and my ex-girlfriend. So Logan Paul then goes and makes 6 videos about this. He makes a quote-unquote diss track for his brother, but he splits it into 6 different parts in 6 different videos, and the end of every single one of them were like, I don't know if I'm going to be uploading the next one of this. And it was annoying.
It wasn't even that good. Like, honestly, it wasn't even that big of a deal.
And then, like, Jake Paul made a video, quote-unquote, crying to the Logan Paul one.
So in a way, like, drama kind of makes, like, a big part of the YouTube invasion for the Viners. It seems like...
Oh yeah, drama really just makes everyone famous, no matter what genre you're in. I mean, just like the Leafy Is Here business and, like, the FoozyTube thing.
And then Keemstar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge fan of those channels because I don't know, they just thrive on drama just to get popular on YouTube.
Some of them are good, like Liza Koshy, like y'all know her.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, she used also one of the X-Finers. She recently had, like, 10 million. It's like, she's one of, like, the nicer, like, comedians. Like, she has, like, skits or whatever. And, like she's one of, like, the nicer ones. Like, doesn't rely on clickbait and stuff. I mean, it's really, like, one of the sad things is, like, that's only, like, one I can think of to begin with. I don't think there's anybody else that really, like, came over, dominated, but, like, didn't, like, have some sort of, like, drama to push them forward.
I know earlier in the earlier topic we talked about personality being a key towards being a successful Let's Player or vlogger. Do you think that would be a case when Viners went to YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're, like, loud, and they're all, like, up in your...
So there wasn't really, like, much diversity in terms of personality for the Viners?
I wouldn't call it diversity. I'd call it slight.
I'm sorry, I mean variety. I'm sorry, I'm using the wrong term. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, but still, like, I always, like, say slight differences. Like, they're not, they're, like, really similar. They, like, just have, like, their few, like, differences that makes them unique.
From from what I've seen, they're all kind of the same to me, where they look like a bunch of rich douchebags, and, like, they're like, man, look at my cool, super cool life. And then they're like, they mostly just use humor that would appeal to, like, 12 to 14 year olds.
Which works really well, surprisingly.
Yeah. Not really surprisingly. You'd be surprised how many 12 year olds on YouTube.
I mean, who knew, like, 6-second videos would have, like, so much impact on people that were, like, using Vine at the time? It's just interesting. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the Catch Me Outside girls. One of those got one of those too.
She
I
got
forgot.
10 million followers.
Oh my
10
god,
10 million.
Yeah, isn't she nothing. On YouTube now?
Yeah, I mean she's not like big. I think she has a channel. I'm not really sure though.
I think she was in other channels. I think I'm not sure if she has her own.
I feel like she might. Knowing like anyone can start a YouTube channel now. Like honestly, you could just like. Say, I'm famous. I'm gonna just start a vlog channel, and you get like followers.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because, like, on YouTube, you really have to put your pride aside to get popular nowadays.
Like, if you don't follow a trend, like once you do it, like it's already like gone. There's a new trend already.
Yeah, kind of like the fidget spinners video.
And yes, yeah, me neither. And like, speaking of like fidget spinners, like there were like several like memes and stuff about fidget spinners. But hey, let's talk about overused memes. That's the next topic.
Oh yeah, one of my least favorite new memes nowadays. Have you guys
the
seen
hot
that?
Dog?
Oh yeah, 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 that one.
Have you seen that one? That's like XD. The floor is, and then insert word here, and then insert a thing on the face, and it's basically the same exact meme every single time with just a different word and thing on the face of the person.
Yeah, like I remember playing that like as a kid, like a little game. So
yeah.
Like, 6 or whatever. Like now the internet's kind of ruined it.
Oh yeah, so it's like some guy like running off on a wall. It says the floor is something. Yeah,
yeah
that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For example, like the floor is decent economics and then communism. Communism would be on the face of like the guy. Basically what they kind of do is just either paste a small JPEG or a PNG in the face of the person that's writing up on the wall. And that's about all that's changed in the picture, and then it's just some word that's misplaced or some phrase, and that's about it. And it's an annoying meme because it's not even funny.
Yeah, I personally don't find it really funny, or maybe it's just me.
But the dancing hot dog, I've not actually seen too much of it, but that could just be because I don't really look at memes too often.
No, like, I'll just be, like, scrolling through Instagram or, like, Twitter or something, and I'll, like, see just, like, randomly just pop, like, a hot dog. The dancing hot dog.
Wait, where does that originate from, though?
Like, Snapchat?
I know that much, that it exists and it was originally from Snapchat, but I've not seen too much of it because I basically avoid any social media except for Twitter, and
I'm a 16-year-old millennial. Like that's all I do. So like I keep up with the trends and stuff.
Me, not so much. But hey,
I watch meme alert.
That's about Let's it. Get Roy to the memes.
Yeah, no. Fidget spinners become like a big thing.
I have no idea. Like,
I don't understand them because, just small rant for a moment, I don't understand fidget spinners because they're useless pieces of plastic. And, like, there's a lot of people that are like, there's been research that says it helps with ADHD and autism and stuff. But how does that really help kids concentrate? It seems pretty distracting to me. They're kind of loud and they're really like annoying.
I mean, because I know some fidget spinners, like, they have, like, you could, like, light them up on each side. Like, if you, like, just spin it around with the light, would you get, like, epilepsy or something?
Or, like, I could understand maybe the fidget cube things. Have you seen those that have, like, the joystick and the light switch?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
I could understand those maybe helping with concentration or something, but the fidget spinners are just annoying and sound like someone's... One thing I always thought it sounded like was just someone vaping right in your ear.
Oh, the vape memes are, like, now. Annoying, too. It's like, oh, like, Vape Nation, oh, you just have your fingers, like, shaped like a V. Like,
oh, yeah. That's a H3 thing that he popularized.
Yeah, like, okay, so funny story. Okay, I live, like, near this dollar store or whatever. It's, like, maybe, like, a 5-minute drive or whatever. And so, like, I went in there. It's just a wall of fidget spinners. Oh, like, they're not even called fidget spinners. It's, like, fidget toys or whatever. Like, some knockoff brand. And it's like $5 for like spinner. I'm thinking like, didn't this trend like die like a month ago? And I see this kid like pull off like 4 of them. I'm like,
they sell them in all the game stores near me.
Like, I thought this like trend like died a month ago. Like, why is it still a thing?
Yeah, I have no idea. But I remember in my grocery store, like, I remember we used to sell fidget spinners for $1, but we were running out very quick. I'm like, people still buy those? Like, I remember I saw them in my store today, like, earlier, like, a few days ago. Not today, but a few days ago.
Well, then, yeah. I feel like YouTube, like, took the trend and just, like, beat the dead horse. And it's, like, I'm pretty sure, like, they stopped beating it, but, like, it's still, like, some kid's gonna, like, metaphorically come and just, like, kick the horse every now and then.
One thing I find to be overused on the internet is the use of the word edgy.
Or, like, edgy teens and stuff like that.
Yeah, like...
Oh, I get what you mean, like, when people are, like, saying, like, oh, kill yourself, or go drink bleach or something actually. Like that.
Yeah, the
oh,
thing
wait, that?
With,
oh.
Yeah, the thing with the, when people are, like, kill yourself and stuff like that, I don't really find it offensive. I just find it to be extremely annoying, because it's so unoffensive at this point.
I remember, like, in a couple of Discord servers I'm in, there's, like, people that still use those jokes, and it gets, like, annoying at times.
Yeah, it's just super unfunny and annoying. It's not even... I guess I'm just so desensitized after being on the internet for so long, but it's just not even offensive. It's just annoying and not even a good insult.
I mean, it's more used as, like, a joke than it is, like, an insult, at least in my perspective. Like, people say... Yeah. Bro, that's stupid, bro. Go kill yourself. Like, as a joke. But, like, I've never, like, actually seen one, like, personally hurt from that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people in real life actually use that and try to be offensive. That's one thing I also hate on the internet, is when people try so hard to be offensive, but it just doesn't work and ends up being annoying.
Because it's so overused and, like, yeah, okay, and...
And then there could be some people that actually take that to offense. You never know, because there's people these days that have, like, suicidal thoughts and stuff like that. If somebody goes up to you and say, hey, KYS or something, I mean, you never know if they're actually going to do it. Something that's pretty serious.
That's something annoying about nowadays, is that those sorts of things are just so overused at this point. Either people find them to be funny, or people are like, man, having mental illnesses and suicidal thoughts are really cool. I have suicidal thoughts.
See, that's the thing with the internet. It just, like, it, like, takes that, like, one simple thought and just, like, magnifies it to where it just, like, blows out of proportion.
Yeah, I have these people at my high school that are like, I'm so cool because I'm so depressed. I'm not diagnosed with depression or anything, but I am depressed. I'm telling you I am. And also, I'm totally a sociopath, because that's cool.
Okay, yo, I see that in the comment section like all the time, just like on people's videos. It's like that was a great video. I'm depressed. Yay. And it's like that just like randomly just like blur. It's like, okay, you didn't really know that, but like really hope you're not. But okay, cool. I'm gonna just keep scrolling.
Or I don't know, it feels like a bad attempt of sarcasm or something.
It kind of, one other thing that bothers me a lot more than it should is when people are like, man, I'm so OCD. Like, it
It's
bothers
an
me.
actual illness, like mental
Yes,
problem.
it bothers me a lot because just being a bit tidy does not resemble obsessive compulsive disorder whatsoever.
Like, I mean, I know someone like actually has it like partially to where like, it's like a weird like tick thing. Like, what he did, like since I've recently moved, like one of my friends from my old town, like he had like a weird like. I'd say like a tick thing or whatever, like when someone like wants simply like completely perfect, like he would stare at it and like fidget or something, like fidget like with his finger or whatever, and like until like he just couldn't tame it or just like got up and just fixed it, like it was that bad.
Yeah, it's it doesn't really see. I'm not one to usually get offended by stuff like that. I get more annoyed with stuff like that than offended, just because it just makes the person sound stupid when they're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so OCD."
Yeah, in general, like mental illnesses should just be taken seriously, because you never know if someone actually has what they say they have,
Yeah. That's a problem with the internet. You don't actually really know anything unless you see the person in person.
Like, you're just behind a screen, like you can't actually do anything. Like, there's no, like, you just can't.
Yeah. Kind of a scary thought.
Yeah, so like anything else like that's overused these days?
Not that I think of, no. I think like there's like not really like the big meme, like other than like the hot dog or still like occasionally the floor is blank or whatever.
Do you remember the bee emoji meme?
Oh, no, yeah, the YouTube thing, like where it's like the blank, but whenever blank happens, this happens or whatever, like literally
And that
the
sounds
Wii
like
number
Cards Against
one.
Humanity or something.
Oh,
Like the Wii number
geez,
one
those
thing,
are
the
still
B
being
movie.
used.
Really, I haven't noticed a lot, really.
It was the Wear Number One that really started that, though.
Oh, the We Are Number One meme.
You
Matt
do you
mentioned me
know
that. Yeah, I
the
know about it.
Do you know the official LazyTown channel uploaded a Wear Number One meme about a month ago?
They did not. No,
Nope.
please,
I
no.
didn't know that.
It's a
The
kid's
official
show. Come on.
official Wear Number One channel, the official LazyTown channel uploaded a Wear Number One meme like a month after the meme died. It
Come on, it's a kid's show. Come on.
was like I
I
think
used
it
to
was
watch
like
that.
Wear Number One, except every time they say one, we the chorus to "We Are a Where Pirates Plays."
Then there'll be at times too when like some memes they overlap in a way, which I guess we get twice as annoying. I don't know, this depends.
Yeah, do you remember the bee emoji meme? Or not the bee emoji. The emoji
Yeah.
movie meme is
The
still
B movie meme
the
or
bee movie meme. Yeah, the I was thinking about the emoji movie and how it comes out
oh my God.
July 23rd. Is it
July
three?
28th.
Hey,
Hey, we're not
see
trying to
I
promote the movie, are we?
Pre-order tickets now.
And speaking of that, let's go into our next topic, which is, let me see, net neutrality. Now, personally, I didn't actually know what this was. I had to look it up a little bit, but I really don't think I have like a personal like
No,
grasp
that's fine. That's
here.
fine. Continue.
Yeah, I didn't, well, it was kind of an awkward silence. I don't know what to do. And so, I think this is right. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like basically, big companies like say AT&T, Comcast, whatever. Are like kind of bullying like free internet sites like Netflix and YouTube and all like stuff to where like you have like slower services, but like you have to pay to get better service, whatever like companies do. Internet provider companies are having like paying websites and like services that us consumers use to where like, oh hey, if you use this service that we provide, you don't have to have slower like internet speeds. But if you do, if you don't, like, you have to pay a little bit more to get it. And so with net neutrality, like, if I think this is right, because I did my research, like, with that, like, we tried doing this, like, I think a couple years ago, and different, like, we kind of failed, so it's coming back up again, sort of. And where us as consumers, we're like trying to, like, hey, right now we're fine, we don't need anything to change, so like you should probably pass like a law or something, which I think they're doing right now, or like they started to. It's like where like we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, like keeping net neutrality and make it so that everybody has the same amount of service, I guess, for they will have the same amount of traffic to go into any website they want, right? And the ending net neutrality means that you have to pay an extra fee to actually get better service to get into a website, right?
I think
Yeah.
so.
Thing about that is it's basically kind of like, hey, you shouldn't block websites that you dislike, internet service provider, which could be or could not be Charter, which I wish I had, but I have this crap internet service provider that no one knows because I live in.
I think it's like most like the bigger name ones, like Verizon and like
Yeah.
Comcast. I think it's like with the bigger ones.
Yeah, I have a Frontier, which one thing I've noticed about Frontier is sometimes they'll interrupt my searches and try to force me to use their search engine, which is awful, and is basically like Yahoo, except more virus ridden.
But you're like, I don't really think that's like, it's not fair. Like, I mean, I see like why to get like an extra buck or whatever, but like, I thought we like passed a law or something like back in roughly 2015-ish, 2014. Because like, this was an issue back then, like 3 years ago. But like, I guess it's come up again for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic. I'm not too knowledgeable on it, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I had to do research because, like, I had no idea what's like. It's like more come up. He's like, "Hey, we can talk about like net neutrality." It's like I have no idea what that is. It's like he tried explaining to me, like it didn't really work that well. It's like, oh well, go to Google. And so, like, I googled it, like did my research. Philip DeFranco was actually a really good source, surprisingly. Like he did like a whole like a minute and a half rundown of what it was. I'm like, oh, so that's a thing.
So I kind of see maybe you can compare it to cable or something like that. Like you got like the basic channels, and then you have to pay an extra fee to get access to more channels, kind of like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
just like that, just on the internet side.
Then some people want to end net neutrality because some companies want to make more money out of it. I mean, that's
Yeah,
kind of
so,
how I
like,
see it, why they want to
whole
end
reason
it.
behind it.
I don't think it's very fair if the website premiumed by these internet service providers not getting a cut of it as well, but I'm sure they would be. It's not very fair to the person that's getting the internet from the internet service provider either.
Like it's affecting like worse on the company, like say like YouTube for example. Okay, so say I'm like pay internet to company A, and so with company A I'm using on YouTube, I'm like trying to watch videos or whatever, and like personally it's not like not directed towards me, it's directed towards the company, like YouTube, and it's like, hey, since your user is on my internet. Like you have to pay a little bit more instead of like this company that I already own, to where like it just doesn't like it's not fair for like everyone across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel that everybody should have access to like every single website out there. It shouldn't be like, oh, you could only access a certain website if you pay an extra fee. Yeah, I don't think it's fair at all, to be honest.
Yeah, that's where
It's like paying for a subscription for a free magazine.
Yeah.
For free
Basically.
magazine.
Like seriously, like it's a free website. YouTube's a free website, but since like your connection to the big old company is like, oh hey, it's this free website, but you but have to pay a little bit more to where that like website's not slow.
They're like, hey, kid, you want 4chan? Well, you see, you gotta pay for that. And if you don't, well, then darn, I guess you're not getting 4chan, because we all know you really want to go to the adult sections on 4chan.
I know, I don't.
hey, man, PG.
Yeah, PG, man, PG. 13 at me. Yeah, just imagine if we lost net neutrality and then YouTube gets affected by that. Imagine like how many people would still be on YouTube then.
That's where VPNs come in order. I don't know if VPNs would affect this.
I don't think it would.
Hmm.
Okay, I had to use VPN at like my school because I had restricted access for stuff, and like all I did was just like unlock him. But like I think it still like had the same speeds.
Yeah. It has the same speed, but in terms of accessing websites, I think a VPN could work.
Yeah, but like I feel like with the providers, we've already like figured that out, though.
Yeah. But smaller ones, if they started doing that, probably wouldn't figure that out as soon, at least.
Yeah, if net neutrality ends, you know, it'll affect pretty much almost everyone that uses the internet, because the majority of people use the internet these days. And
everybody be broke. Like, seriously, like, you have to pay like just to go into a website.
It could affect Netflix as well, because, like, a lot of people would be like, man, Netflix, I'm not paying $12 a month to get Netflix if I have to also pay to get into the website. Or like Hulu.
And like companies are so bankrupt, like a majority of their customer, like, which in turn would lose a majority of their income. And just like companies just got like drop left and right. Think Snapchat. Okay, Snapchat's like one of the biggest things on the internet. No, not Facebook. Think like Facebook, the biggest social media of history. Like, if net neutrality, like, taken over by that, Facebook would just be, like, nothing. Like, not even, like, an irrelevant website. Just nothing.
Yep. But yeah, the only thing about this is that I think that due to copyright, I'm pretty sure, wouldn't it be illegal for someone to be like, hey, we don't own this website and we're not affiliated with this website, but you have to pay to get into this website. I'm pretty sure that would go under unfair use or copyright.
That's why they'd like pass a law for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like intellectual property, right?
Unless they are affiliated with the websites, this probably couldn't happen. So,
if they're affiliated, like they already own it, basically.
Like, yeah.
Like one example is like, you know, the website Go90. You ever heard of that website?
No,
I have not.
Okay, well, it's basically like an off-brand version of YouTube, but basically, it's like owned by Verizon, and like this is like one example. It's like, hey, if you use YouTube, you'll be slower, but you use one that we own, like Go90, you won't have that problem.
Yeah, without paying for these extra fees, our videos, our live streams, or anything we watch or stream is gonna buffer a lot, I guess.
Speaking of off-brand YouTubes, you know, it'd be cool as if there was a valid alternative to YouTube.
I mean, there's VidMe.
That's not really that big thing.
It's growing, kind of. No.
No one's really gonna go like, huh? You know what? Screw YouTube. I'm going to Vimeo or Daily Motion or
Daily Motion. People still use that.
Yes.
I have no. I don't even know what that is.
I mean, there's Vimeo too.
I used to watch like people care so less about Daily Motion that like you could find about any cartoon on there or any show because like big companies don't even care that people upload their shows to there.
Yeah, there's so much possibilities that would happen if net neutrality ends. So let's just hope that everybody speak out and try to protect that.
Let's be honest though, if net neutrality did end and all of these companies made something like Go90, would we really care?
I mean, we don't really know which websites will be affected, so we can't really jump into conclusions on that yet.
The only thing that really would scare me is Google is making their own internet. I don't even know if... I know Google planned on making their own internet service provider. I don't know if that was a thing that happened or if it's already a thing.
I don't even know.
I don't think so.
But I know they talked about it once. And if net neutrality ended, that would be kind of bad for Google users because, I mean, not only do they have Google. A good search engine, but, like, they own a bunch of websites. No but one's going to really miss Google Plus, but, I mean, YouTube and...
I mean, there's still people out there that go on Google Plus communities. I mean, because I know, like, some YouTubers that would go on Google Plus, and then they'll be part of those sub-for-sub communities. I've seen those.
Yeah, but, like, Google owns, like a good chunk of the internet. Like, YouTube, that's owned by Google. It's like, a couple years back, you had to, like, have Google Plus just to even, like, have a YouTube account.
Well, yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go ahead into final thoughts. So, anything you guys thought we can take from this episode of the podcast? Anything from the topics that we discussed?
This new generation of YouTube and internet, like, should probably, like, need a big old update to where, like, you should probably change. To where, like, it's not just, like, one big genre is blowing up, but, like, everything is popular. Like, how it was, like, a couple years ago.
I feel like we need a new alternative to YouTube. And how YouTube has been going, I feel like we'll probably get one soon. Because a lot of people's really wanting one.
Or at least, like, a new, like, revamp.
Yeah. The thing with YouTube, though, is it's pretty brutal at this point. If you don't, like, if you don't do a set of specific things, you're not going to get anywhere. Like, one, you could maybe start some drama and get popular. Two, you could, like, make an exposed video on someone more popular. And then, after you get a bit popular.
Which, I mean, by the way, don't do this.
Yeah, don't.
Don't do it. I mean... There's a lot better ways of getting popular. I'm just talking about the easy things that one could do, theoretically, if they really wanted to. I mean, that's how that's how a lot of people got popular. I mean,
there are more ethical ways to grow on social media or on YouTube or if you live stream yourself. I mean, starting drama and all that other stuff, I mean, it gets you attention, but it gets you the wrong kind of attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, how do you think people like iDubbbz and Keemstar got so popular? I mean, iDubbbz basically got popular from his content cop, really.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I found that funny.
iDubbbz is an exception because his content that relies on stuff like that is actually good.
Oh, yeah, and those, like, the people tell you, like, yo, it's not luck, it's like, not do it luck, it's just consistency. Being a creator, yeah, no, that's not true at all. Like, it's basically based on luck and, like, getting it at the right time.
Yeah, or, like, when the commentary channels were popular, they were so popular because they were making fun of people, basically.
And you can, like, hop on the bandwagon and then she's like, oh, hey, this guy's doing commentary too. Like, you just have to, like, it's...
And everyone at the time was like, hey, screw Keemstar. He's basically the worst person alive and I hope that he... gets destroyed by angry beavers because he made an angry statement at me on Twitter and I just hope he dies. Kill Keemstar's channel. Those were the good old days.
Where is this going?
Yeah, where is this going? Like, don't wish death upon people.
I was exaggerating, basically. That's basically what, you know, Leafy and iDubbbz and basically iDubbbz. Everyone in the commentary community was doing in, like, 2016 was basically just wishing death upon Keemstar's channel. That's basically how most of them got popular.
So would you kind of say that people these days are, they would follow trends easily? Or they would just easily fall into trends?
Yeah, basically people these days are just bored. So they're trying to find something that they can latch on to and jump on the bandwagon with to make them feel special.
Yeah, like, and YouTube's, like, just, like, a really big player in this because, like, you see it on Instagram. It's like, oh, where'd this video come from? It came from YouTube. Like, it all comes back to, like, YouTube, like, beating the dead horse, like, over and over again to where, like, it becomes a trend and just, like, pops everywhere. Like,
Just like overused memes, stuff. Yeah.
And Leafy was such a good example of how easily a channel could die, too. He died so fast.
I wasn't even aware of this.
He died so fast. He died in like a day. After iDubbbz made that video, everyone was just like, man, Leafy kind of sucks.
Wait, are you referring to the content cop Leafy's here?
Yeah. After he made that video, everyone was just like, man, Leafy sucks. He's not cool anymore.
So would you kind of say iDubbbz is trying to shut down drama channels in a way?
I would say that iDubbbz really just goes for whoever he doesn't think is a very good channel. But, like, the way that iDubbbz went upon it was so brilliant, because he basically just went to Leafy's level and played as childish as Leafy was, basically. And it was just like, you don't have a chin. And then everyone killed his channel.
See, with this day and age, like, one video can, like, make or break a channel, like, instantly.
Yeah, and, like, the thing with YouTube nowadays is if iDubbbz makes a video on you, your channel's dead, basically. There's some exceptions, but majority of them that he's made a video on were just demolished.
Yeah, let's hope he doesn't kill my podcast, man. I'm just trying to survive, man. Yeah, basically what I got out of this, I mean, less players and vloggers, they go head-to-head, but there's plenty of similarities that they do in terms of editing-wise and personality-wise. Can't really contrast them. It doesn't matter what you do as long as you like what you're doing. In terms of Viners, some of them get the wrong kind of attention to be popular on YouTube, which kind of goes back to what Kat was saying about, oh, if you're a Keemstar or if you're Leafy, you just trying to cause drama or something, you gain the wrong kind of attention just to be popular. And that's not cool, man. That's not cool. And memes, don't overuse memes, man. Like, you're just, like what Matt is saying, you're just beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for net neutrality, please save it. Come on. Like, you won't really benefit from losing it. Come on. I mean, if you want people to lose net neutrality, like, do you really have any morals in this case? Would you? Let me know in the comments below. I'm just kidding. But yeah, seriously, net neutrality is something that is sacred in this internet. Just taking that away is, like, I got no words for that. Like, it's just making the internet more, like, capitalist in a way. Like, correct me if I'm wrong.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like stuff these days has to be at, like, has to do with money. Like, does the world revolve around money, man? I mean,
pretty much.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, man.
Final comments. I'm going to be I've been working on a video recently. I think it's a pretty decent one. At least it's a review of the Gorillaz' new album, Humans.
Oh, you're trying to plug, like, to end this podcast?
Yeah, you always gotta plug. You gotta plug somewhere, whether it be at the beginning or the end.
See, since I already did the beginning, I'm going on a good note. Well, Moral, thank you for inviting me and Kat to the podcast. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hour.
And yeah,
it's
that,
nice to piggyback off of people that are bigger than me.
Wait, what? I'm not even that big, man, even though I'm
you're still bigger than I am.
I mean, just because I'm a bit past 100 subs doesn't mean I'm big.
Oh, no, I just meant that you're bigger than I am. I mean,
I get you. Yeah, but with that said, that concludes episode 9 of Morris Podcast. I'd like to thank Kat Million and Hey, It's Matt for joining me as my guest today. And yeah, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, feel free to leave a like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. And if you're on SoundCloud, feel free to hit that little like button, which is like a heart or something. Or even share on both of these platforms. But yeah, with that said, take care. Have a great day. Support net neutrality. And let the Morris be with you.